This is the Phil Henry Show.
Get ready, America, the premier conservative voice, making common sense out of the headlines. Phil the Prophet. Give us a call at 1-800-449-8686. Phil the Prophet, the preeminent, foremost conservative voice in talk radio today. And now, making sense out of it all, bringing common sense back to American life and traditional family values. Phil the Prophet.
Thank you very much, Eddie Yeglin, and welcome back to our Crusade for Common Sense. The Phil the Prophet Show, our Crusade for Common Sense, every afternoon here. And we'd like to welcome on board KKKKKKKO in Mansfield, Minnesota. Also, we want to welcome on board another affiliate, K-Spook, in Manning, South Carolina. Just two proud affiliates here, the Phil the Prophet Network. Oh, boy. Oh, and WNAZI in Mobile, Alabama. Want to welcome you on board. Also, WFASCIST in Denver, Colorado. Welcome aboard to the Phil the Prophet Network. And, of course, the great people at KASSHOLE in Pullman, Washington. Thank you for joining the Phil the Prophet Network. And for those of you in Albuquerque, you can now hear us on KRUNNINGDOG. Running dog. As in fascist running dogs. Welcome, anyway, here to the Phil the Prophet Show. I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm mad because I saw the comments of Spike Lee concerning a phenomenal new film that is out, The Patriot. I'm sure you took your families to see it. What's wrong with billboarding, hyping, and otherwise showing to the world the glorious history of this country? The Patriot, the film with Mel Gibson, is doing just that, playing in theaters across America, and it is a beautiful film about American history and our fight for independence against the British Empire, and yet Mr. Spike Lee, young black film auteur, doesn't think so. He calls it a whitewash. He says there is no representation of the slave culture. Let's clear something up, Mr. Lee, right now. If a woman is a slave, she is property, therefore it isn't rape. And don't call me a racist. Don't go down that road. A slave is property. Therefore, the slave owner has rights to that property. Now, none of my ancestors were slave owners, so don't call me a racist and don't start leaning on me for the crimes so-called committed against your people, okay? It always makes me sick. Just because a few million black people were murdered and tossed over the sides of slave ships on their way to America, all of a sudden that makes us bad? And then you want to play your race card. Now, Bill Bedley, writing in the Akron Bugle, I think put it very well when he said the Phil the Prophet Show speaks the conservative truth about America today. But every time you have yourself a little bit of a chuckle or a joke, because some guy's name is Dondre or Anthony or Shazam, all of a sudden you're a racist. Now let me ask you a question, and I'd like to put this to Mr. Spike Lee. All these black people talking about the slave history of America. When are we going to put it behind us? Let me tell you something. 6 million Jews died in World War II. You don't hear the Jews complaining about it, do you? Okay, so another 50 to 60 million blacks were killed in America in the early part of the 18th and latter parts of the 17th century. So what? I'm supposed to get nuts about that? I got a ball game to go to. I got children to raise. I have a country to love. Now, I don't know what's going on, but I know a lot of you black folks are taking on these so-called Islamic names. What's wrong with the ones we gave you? All of a sudden you want to go back to Shazam, Muhammad, Clitoris, Lavoris. What is this? Black folks just need to get over it and play me some of that basketball. What's wrong with that? I took my son to a basketball game, and we saw some terrific young men out there, credits to their community, young, fine American men, Shaq O'Neal and the other one. And I said, look at them. They're not worried about slavery, and they're not breaking our castanets over some perceived insult. But I'll tell you one thing, and it was kind of an interesting conversation I had with Shaquille. I said, Shaquille, what is that, Shaquille? Hey, how about a nice name like Dick? And he said, you know something, Mr. Prophet, I said, you got it, baby. And I gave him a high five and a low fist and a couple of things. Some things were up and down and, you know, their wrist was going up and whatever those people do. And, you know, we're friends. I got a guy cleaning my house now. I don't know. His name's Shaniqua, Juanita, Sizzaline, Hiawatha. I don't know what the hell the guy's name is, okay? Look, your name is Bill. It ain't William. Your name is Rich. It isn't Richard, all right? You got these messed up names because some guy came over here with this whole Islam deal. Now, let's just get something straight right now. Get off that Islam kick. I got a guy mowing my lawn named Shazam. I said, what is that? Oh, I got that from my Arab forefathers. Oh, come on. Jesus Christ is Lord, period, okay? He was the only son of God. The rest of this Muhammad stuff, get off that kick. Get out there and trim a hedge. And that doesn't make me racist. Don't go down that road. You people that like to go down that racist, everything I say, I'm a racist race. You ought to see the email that I get here. At the Phil the Prophet show headquarters. Oh, he's a racist. Got a guy cutting my lawn. I got another guy over here. He's works over here shining shoes. The guy's name is Aladdin. Got another guy named Open Sesame and some other dude calling himself Chicken George and another dude named Shabazz. What's wrong with Dick, Bill, Willie? I'll tell you what's wrong with it. It's America. And that just seems to be not enough for a lot of people anymore. I'm here to tell you the Phil the Prophet show is here to stay. And so long as there's a Shazam or a Shabazz or a Muhammad or a Yamal, there's going to be a Phil the Prophet. Everybody's got to be fancy nowadays. Come on. Get back on board the slave ship. Get the names you were issued. Get your original name tag. Pin it back on the lapel and get on with the American dream, because that's what it's all about. I'll be right back.
The Phil the Prophet Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
By the way, it's Toby, not Kunta Kinte. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. I'm looking at Bo Derek, and she was on Larry King with little animals, furry animals. She's got a dog there. She's got a parrot. Bo Derek, you remember how, and still, how beautiful she is and was and continues and always will be? She was like, you know, very lovely in that movie, Tan, and all those other flicks, right? And she's still good looking. But the older beautiful women get, the more of an affinity. Look at this. She's got a porcupine. Ooh, man, those things are funky looking. She's sitting there with her porcupine, her parrot, and her dog. Now, this isn't the first time I've read about this. Brigitte Bardot, you know who she is? She was a bombshell from France. She was like the sex bombshell in the 50s and 60s. I think she was from France. You know what she's doing now? She's hanging out with dogs and cats in France. Doris Day, not that she was, you know, sex on wheels, but she was considered to be quite attractive, alluring, wholesome, whatever. Guess what Doris Day's doing? She's got a home for skunks and squirrels up in Monterey. It goes on and on and on. The older these women get, the really beautiful ones, the more of an affinity for porcupines and chipmunks they got, and the less they want to hang around with guys. What do you mean? You're just throwing your hands up and say, well, that's the way it goes, Phil. What are you going to do? Just she threw you up. You know, it's one thing if she's going to leave you for another woman. Of course, that's a humiliation that a lot of guys have to deal with. I'm sorry, did I say something wrong? Look, if she leaves you for another woman, it's a humiliation you have to deal with. And if you ladies out there don't get it, we'll get with it, okay? Because it is. It's not politically incorrect of me to say it. It's not sexist of me, and it isn't homophobic. I'm simply saying a guy's wife leaves him for another woman. It's something he's got to deal with, all right? But if she's splitting and leaving you and wants to hang out with chipmunks, Craig Taylor, my engineer, says that it happened to three of his male friends. What, they left and hung out with porcupines or with other women? Oh, okay. Well, that's going to happen. The women left for women. Well, that's going to happen. Let me clue you in on something that perhaps I shouldn't say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Lesbianism, if you will, or being a lesbian, or the lesbian state of the consciousness, whatever, is in many ways a reaction. It is not so much an orientation as being a gay man is. Gay men born with it. I don't hear gay guys say, I am gay because I am reacting to societal intolerances that swirled about me at a young age. Although I have heard lesbians, gay women, say, I am a lesbian because I can't stand the company of men. It is a political statement. It is a reaction to something that happened to me. I've heard that many times. So that happens to be a fact. Does it make it any less of a valid position and orientation as a human being? No. Do I believe in civil unions? Yes. Do I believe in you can attribute every socialist, communist, liberal leaning to me. I'm proud of it. I don't care. But I happen to, you know, I've been around long enough and I observe human nature enough to know that in some instances, most especially with lesbians, many of them became that way because of a reaction to something that happened to them in their lives. Molestation, perhaps. An overbearing husband or father or a combination of all of those things. And then there's the orientation thing. Now, how do I know this? Because I've talked to women who have told me this. I was in the middle of a lesbian bar in Palm Springs while my wife was broadcasting a show from there. I thought I was going to die. No, I'm just kidding about that. But it got a little scary there for a minute. There were about 100 of them saying, and let me tell you something else, pal. It was very political, and, you know, there was nobody was holding anything back. They were letting me know. And that's what I decided when I was there. I said, you know something? Gay folks, whether they're gay men or lesbian, they don't want straight people in their bars. Why do we insist on going into them? Why do we insist on bothering those people? Let them have their bars. Straight women have got this thing, you've heard it said many times, oh, I love to go into a gay bar because the men don't bother me, and I love to dance, and they just love it. Guess what? They're putting up with you, okay? They don't particularly want your female rear end in there, but they're putting up with you. Yes, they're being polite, and yes, they're doing what they can to make you feel welcome. If they had their druthers, would they want your rear end in there? No, it's just one more female rear end when they much rather have some guy's ass walking through the door. That's just one more female butt on a bar stool that ought to be taken up by a guy. So the fact of the matter is, gay bars, they'd much rather have gay people in them. I went out with a woman once. She said, oh, let's go around the corner to the Fez Lounge or whatever the hell this joint was. I said, why? It's a gay bar. I said, okay, and we're going in there. Why? Well, I don't know. You can dance and feel free. And you mean you don't feel free right now, huh? You know, when we go in there, I'm going to be very close to you because I have a lot of those stereotypical fears that straight guys have. Some guy's going to immediately walk up to me and put his hand on my rear end, which, of course, it's never going to happen. But that's the kind of idiocy that I'm operating under. I walk in there with her, and I wasn't no more than 6 inches away from her the whole night. Why 6 inches? Wild guess. And we shot pool, and we drank beer, and she went to the ladies' restroom, and I followed right in behind her. And all the while, with her little stereotypical straight chick attitude, which was, oh, gay guys, they're so gallant. Yes, they are. They're very polite. Yes, they are. And they just love to have us dancing in their bars. No, they don't. Well, all my gay friends, all your gay friends. Let's see, that would make what? The friend of the friend that you met last week, the guy that does your hair once a month that you wouldn't ordinarily speak to or have anything to do with. You know, who are all of your gay friends? Well, you know, you're so homophobic. Yes, that's me. I'm homophobic. Homophobic? That's some cat that runs some sect blowing up barracks in Beirut. Homophobic. So getting back to Bo Derek, that's why I say, what she... Now look at her now. She's got a fox. She ain't just a fox. She's got one. In her blouse. And there's Betty White. Well, that blows that theory about beautiful women. But anyway, there's Betty White with a lynx. And there's somebody... Look at that fox. It's fallen asleep there in Bo Derek's arms. And look at that pussy. Nah, I'm just kidding. It's a cat. It's a cat. It's one of them little cats. So what's the story? I don't know. You think of any more beautiful women out there that are, you know, Bo Derek, Doris Day, Bridget Bardot, ain't Gina Lola, some of them, Elizabeth Taylor, she started hanging out with animals, right? Chuckles the Clown, or that chimp that Michael Jackson had as a pet. Wasn't that Liz's pal? The older a beautiful woman gets, especially, the more into this animal rights cause. And animals are okay, but let me tell you something, they're not the end-all, be-all. Everybody likes animals. I mentioned on the show the other day, Hitler. Yeah, my wife Maria wants a dog, yeah. The older we get, the more she wants that dog, too. She wants a dachshund. No comment? But everybody likes animals. Hitler, he had two schnauzer dogs he loved, okay? So I'm not so sure that loving an animal... Oh, look at this, now she's got a skunk. Nobody's going to convince me that a skunk makes a pet. Nobody will convince me of that. Or a ferret or anything. I see a skunk or a ferret, I'm pulling out a bear trap. Anyway, they're, you know... Animals are no big deal. You love an animal, it doesn't mean that you're a great humanitarian, all right? You put an animal in a pair of sunglasses, park it in the back of your motorcycle, or have your ferret ride in a basket in front of your bicycle. Whatever weird thing you do with your animals, it don't make you a wonderful human being. Everybody digs animals. And while it does afford a lot of people who otherwise wouldn't have anything to do with any living thing an opportunity to show a little bit of love and caring, don't be fooled by these people that dig animals. I used to work at an animal hospital. People bring in their little dogs. I'm missing three fingers today from the little dogs that they brought in. That they said, poopsie, she's just wonderful. She's a wonderful little... I'd take the thing out back. Just as soon as the owner would leave, I'd drop kick the thing like Jan Stenerud, man. I would tee that dog up and just boot it right into its cage. Now, you be careful with Poopsie. Yes, ma'am, I'll be careful with Poopsie. You won't hurt him? No, I ain't going to hurt that dog. You give me little Poopsie. And as soon as I got it back there in the hallway, when the lady was gone, the owner, I would do a full-on Jan Stenerud soccer-style kick and nail that thing straight ahead into a cage. You think I'm kidding? I ain't. You get bit by a dog just once, and all of the milk of human kindness runs right out of your veins, Jim. It's either you or it, and it's going to be you. It ain't going to be it. I ain't kidding you. Get bit. Just get bit once by a dog, you will drop kick that thing into traffic. You know that guy that pulled that lady's dog out of the car and threw it into traffic? On some level, I understand. Especially if the thing bit him. No animal bites a human being. And that's all there is to it. We went to a party, and I won't say where because there's people listening, but my daughter was almost bit by this dog in a little cage thing, you know, and the reaction of the owner was, oh, she's just scared. She's just scared. She almost bit my kid. I could have picked this thing up and thrown it under the wheels of a passing milk truck. There was a Miller truck going by. I was just about ready to slide that dog under the thing. You don't bite the human being, doggy. So the next thing you saw that dog, it was sailing over some pine trees. I ain't saying who put it up in the air like that, but I got a good workout. Anyway, Phil Henry here. I love animals. I really do. 1-800, I hired two of them. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We're going to do open phones now at 1-800-449-8686. And just take some comments for you from you for the remaining part of our program. 1-800-449. Here we go. Now I got this allergy. It gets grabbing my throat, man. It tickles. Do I need some water? Yeah. Ever since I quit smoking, I can't breathe. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, Phil. How are you doing?
Good.
Phil, I'm a local elementary school teacher here in Los Angeles, and I teach at a private elementary school in Bellflower, and I am really upset about that Harry Potter, which is taught in a school.
Now, Harry Potter. Now, I've been hearing about that. Harry Potter is what?
This is a religious book that teaches magic. It teaches many things in a religious fashion. There are beheadings, ghosts, and beheadings and stonings like in the Old Testament.
Are the Harry Potter books are what? They're religious books?
Yes.
Now, I thought that these were children's books.
Yeah, they are children's books, but they teach a kind of religion. They have
What is religious about the Harry Potter books?
Basically, they have sacrifices in the books.
Yeah, but what religion are they teaching?
Well, I believe they're teaching some kind of black magic.
You believe that the Harry Potter books, the intent of them is to teach black magic?
Yes, I do. And there are portions of the book where you can understand the boy, Harry Potter, is a young boy who is a sorcerer's apprentice or an apprentice wizard. And in the book, the child drinks unicorn's blood. And
What does it drink? What kind of blood?
Unicorn.
A unicorn?
Yes, that's right. Which is a mythical creature.
Right.
And Harry drinks a unicorn's blood like a sacrificial lamb, and the drinking of our Savior's blood. And so I see a parallel between that and a communion in a Christian faith. And the book is going on sale at midnight tonight, which is the bewitching hour as well. So I think we don't need any more proof that there is evil and just another case of the white man trying to get as many of his followers in line to enslave the black man like history has shown us.
Well, why do you think this is specifically the white man trying to enslave the black man?
Because the Harry Potter books are particularly popular among young black people who have a lineage or a remembrance, if you will, of the African animistic religion, you see. So I think, Phil, and I do believe this,
you think the Harry Potter books is a way for the white man to enslave the black man like history?
Yes, and black-on-black crime as well.
The Harry Potter books encourages black-on-black crime. Now, okay, I don't know anything about these books. You might well be right. But what makes you think that this is a violation of the separation of church and state?
Because these are religious books. They do not allow the Bible to be taught in school. They do not allow religious tracts to be introduced in a school, and yet they let the Harry Potter. Now, Harry Potter is a young white boy who is trying to become African or whatever, and he is trying to become a black with all kinds of magic. Now, I think that is racial, and I think it is a way of denigrating culture, as well as introducing religion into school.
So the Harry Potter books is another way of introducing religion into a school system and school systems nationwide that have otherwise been able to separate themselves from church and state. Well, church and state, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, well, let me give our phone number, 1-800-449-8686, in case people wanted to check in on this particularly. Now, I know that our kids have the Harry Potter books in their bookshelves.
Are you a religious family?
I'm sorry?
Are you a religious family?
Are we a religious family? My wife is Catholic. The kids go to Catholic school.
All right, well, then why would you allow the Harry Potter? Harry Potter would want your soul. The Harry Potter wants your soul.
Harry Potter wanting the kid's soul, the kids read this as entertainment.
But it is a religious tract. That's what I'm trying to say to you. And that is...
All right, so you say that introducing Harry Potter into the school violates separation of church and state.
Absolutely. We got rid of witchcraft, and we got rid of all that mess when we had the Salem witch trials, when we took all the women who were practicing that and burned them at the stake. Now, I'm not saying that that is right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I am saying that America had already dealt with all the witches and wizards and goblins and all the goblins. Now, there is a separation of church and state between the teaching of religion and more secular matters. And if they do not allow the Bible to be taught in school, then neither should they allow a Harry Potter, who is like the Bible of Wicca and witchcraft and voodoo.
I had never heard Harry Potter described as voodoo.
Well, there is all kinds of things involved in those books that does promote voodoo, and I do know...
Let me ask you something. If the average kid got a hold of a Harry Potter book, what would he be able to do with this?
Well, but Phil, besides diluting Christianity, he could create an icon of a friend who he was unhappy with and put a needle in him and that kind of thing, and give the kid appendicitis.
So you're saying that any kid reading a Harry Potter book could create a little voodoo doll?
He couldn't cast a spell and make you disappear, is what I'm trying to say.
But these are entertainment books. Now, wasn't the author at a, I believe the author was at a signing. I know that...
Yeah, but you cannot have these children learning how to make you disappear or whatever.
Well, you know full well that they can't do that.
But the children are going to try, and that is what they are trying to do now. Learn the voodoo and the witchcraft, make people disappear, or turn them into a frog or what have you. Now, I don't know where I live in the mountain area, in the canyon areas of Southern California. There has been an increase in frogs and the sounds of frogs in my neighborhood ever since the Harry Potter.
So naturally, somebody's turning all of your neighbors into frogs out there.
I am not saying. I'm saying there have been a few people disappeared. That's all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We have a school teacher on the line talking about the Harry Potter books. San Diego, hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir, hello.
Yes, I think this woman is out of her tree. I read these books. I'm 77 years old. I'm a grandfather. I've got two young grandkids. I read these books to the kids. They love them.
Children love a lot of things, sir. They that does not necessarily mean that they are right for the child.
You know, you people, it's a black thing. I don't understand.
So they go with the you people.
They
are trying to teach the children how to become voodoo experts.
Voodoo experts?
Yes, sir, because that's what these books are.
Why, you're out of your mind,
no,
lady.
The book is about magic.
Oh, my God, we're in trouble.
What are the books about, sir?
I told you, sir.
Let the man tell us.
The kids, they use your imagination.
Mm-hmm. Is there wizardry in the books? Is there black magic in the books?
There's no black magic.
No, there is wizardry.
When I was a kid, we'd try to get scared. It was fun to get scared.
Right, but I believe it is religious.
Why do you think it's religious?
Because it teaches how to sacrifice a unicorn, they have beheadings like in the Old Testament.
That's nonsense.
And they also teach a form of how to make a voodoo doll so you can kill someone. Now, do you have your grandkids? Do you have your grandkids in your will?
Excuse me?
Are your grandchildren in your will?
In my will?
Yes, sir.
My kids, I don't have, they're not in my will, per se. No,
I think that is good because I think you had to watch out. You should watch out. Your grandkids might turn you into or want to try to turn you into a frog or whatever.
Turn me into a frog?
Well, no.
Why, you're mad.
You mean literally turn...
I don't mean literally, but I'm saying the children would try to do away with the granddaddy to get everything he got.
You know what?
You don't really think these kids can turn this man into a frog.
I am not saying, but do you want to have a child around you trying to turn you into a frog?
Do I want to have a child around me trying to turn me into a frog?
Yes, sir.
Not particularly, to be perfectly blunt with you.
Well, you have children around you now if they read the Harry Potter.
Well, yes.
Harry Potter books.
They're too young. I read it to them.
Okay, so your grandkids can't read.
Well, they can't, no.
Is there instruction in there on how to cast spells or...
They do something to an animal, but it's just...
But they're not teaching the kids how to turn people into frogs or anything.
I don't believe so. I mean, I may have to reread it now that you mentioned
it. Well, if I were you, I would do that, sir, because you want to protect your assets and your home.
Protect my ass.
Protect your assets and your home. All right?
All right. Well,
okay,
thank
sir.
You.
Thank you very much. Here is Lee, Nebraska, on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, this thing about witchcraft is just a bunch of BS.
Do you read the Harry Potter book?
No, but my friends do, and they told me about it and everything, and we tried things, you know, like oh, let's turn Troy into a frog, and right. It doesn't work, lady.
Well, I would tell you that there is frog spells. They got all kinds of frog spells. They have all kinds of toadstool spells.
Well, they could have millions of frog spells. They probably haven't turned anybody into a frog.
I don't know that.
Oh, lady, it's not going to happen.
I do believe in the dark side. I know there is a good side, God's side, and I know there's a dark side.
Oh, I believe you.
The side of the devil. So if God can uplift man, the devil can drag man down. And I think in that case, you have a good chance of being turned into a lizard, a frog, or something like that if the devil gets a hold of you.
Magic is just an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the hand fastest in the eye. There is no way you're going to say bippity-boppity-boom and someone's going to turn into a horse or something.
Well, I didn't say bippity-boppity-boom, did I?
Well, maybe
but I
you
know...
didn't, but, you know, it's the point, you know?
Well, do you believe that you can turn a man into a frog or toadstool or what have you?
No.
You do not?
No, I do not.
Even though you read the Harry Potter?
I don't read the Harry Potter. My friends do, and they've tried it themselves.
They have tried to do the toadstool spell.
Well, they think it's funny. And that's the point.
They're not really
joke.
Trying to turn anybody into it.
They don't go out to graveyards at night?
Of course we do. You know, on Halloween night, witch hunt.
All right, but you go out to graveyards at night and you use a voodoo doll to try to get a man to love you like a boyfriend or something that you think is a cute boy at school and you want him to love you. You take a voodoo doll out to a graveyard and you
don't... Well, don't tell her how to do it.
You know, I don't need a voodoo doll to get a guy to like me.
But a lot of girls do, see?
Well,
and you might spread the word to some of the ugly girls in your class. You know, I know you're big and fat and ugly, but voodoo, you can lay some sweet-looking man on you.
No, you
just
cannot.
Just by, you know, just a gree-gree, a ya-ya, you know, that kind of thing.
You cannot change a guy's mind to get him to like you if he
as
doesn't
a teacher,
like you.
I tell you, as a teacher, I fear for my life. If kids can turn people into reptiles and a kid gets mad at me for giving them a poor grade, I might wake up a frog.
Hey, ma'am, have you ever thought of a therapist?
You call me crazy.
I think I'm calling you nuts.
You're going to wake up a frog some morning, huh?
If I give a child a bad grade, yeah.
Well, better start giving out some A's. Thank you very much for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Beckley, West Virginia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Are you a Christian?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I am a Christian, and I do believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And I do not believe that allowing this kind of trash into our schools, the Harry Potter wizard book and all that turning people into frogs, I don't think that helps.
Okay, what about Dr. Seuss?
Dr. Seuss is seeing kind of trash.
All right. Well, then what's wrong with it?
I think it's trash. I think Dr. Seuss will teach you how to turn a man into a cat or a frog.
Okay, I have another question for you.
Yes, uh-huh.
You're a school teacher, right?
Yes, I am. I teach elementary school.
Okay, what grade do you teach?
I teach all classes on up to middle school.
Up to middle school.
That is correct.
I just, you know, lady, can't you find anything better to gripe about?
Do you read the Harry Potter book?
No.
Are you a man?
Yes, I am.
All right, so no one's tried to turn you into a frog yet?
No.
All right, so I'm not talking to a frog.
I don't have far to go to be a frog, I suppose.
You're a toad.
Oh,
you should be thankful for that.
And how do you know the host of the show that you're talking to right now? I got turned into a frog, okay?
Well, I feel sorry. I pray for you.
Yeah, would you please and have a spell cast over me so that I ain't a frog? Oh, man. San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
How are you today?
Fine. I'm a frog, though. And
you can't make fun, but I believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yes, ma'am.
And
I believe that also.
I believe in the blood of the Lamb, and I believe that drinking of our Savior's blood and sharing of his body is part of the communion. And in the Harry Potter book, he drinks a unicorn's blood.
Okay, ma'am. I think you're mistaken. You may not have read the books completely.
Do you read about him drinking the blood of the unicorn?
I have read all three of the original series.
Okay.
I have not read the fourth book. Harry Potter did not drink unicorn's blood.
Well, that is
that whole situation was reference to the evil figure in the book who did, in fact, kill a unicorn and drink the blood to sustain himself.
What
but
about
it was not a sacrifice. It was not a religious sacrifice.
What about making a child disappear?
And the, as far as the disappearing, it's a magic
so that can't make me
blanket
disappear.
That is placed over him like a cloth.
Right. If the children
and as long
leave,
as he has the cloth over him, it's a cloth, a cloak
but,
of invisibility.
But that is what I'm afraid of. If the children read this book, they're going to try to lay
well,
some blanket on each other.
Think about Lord of the
other
Rings or think
disappear.
About
that freaked me
tale,
out too.
The Tales of Narnia. You know,
Tales
the Adventures
of Narnia.
Of Narnia. So they also involve magic and
right.
What if a magical
child, what if a child? What would you say if a child makes another child disappear? Are you going to be high and mighty then?
If
ma'am,
another
the
kid
only one that can make children disappear is the Lord and Savior.
Well, all right. But if these children fool around with Satan's power, they're going to start turning each other into chipmunks. And then you will.
Okay, I've heard about enough of this woman's insanity. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. And the Harry Potter books go on sale tonight at midnight. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Y'all listening to Phil Henry Show? Harry Potter gonna turn you into a toad. I'm Clara Davis. I love Phil Henry. I always listen to him every day.
Well, you got me floating around and round. Always up, you never let me down. The amazing thing, you turn me on naturally. And I kiss you when I please.
ICS.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
They both know I'm heads over heels for you. And when the day melts down into a sleepy red glow, that's when my desires start to show.